Hello and welcome to another Cage Club Revisited. I'm Joey Lewandowski.
And I'm Mike Manzi.
With us today we have Jordan Poland Clark. Hi, Jordan.
Hello.
This is the first of three that we're going to do with Jordan today. This is Valley Girl. This is Cage's first starring role.
Yeah,
it's
his
from
first lead.
1983. We're watching the DVD today.
Yep.
So let's just get started.
I don't think there is a Blu-ray.
No, I would own it if there
in
was.
In America.
There's not a Region 1 Blu-ray. That's for sure.
MGM.
So Jordan's never seen this movie before, so
I've never seen this
the
movie
way
before.
To watch it is with us talking over it.
Yeah, right? If there's anyone I want to talk over my movies, it's you guys.
Aww.
Right. I remember there being a great opening shot. I take it that's the valley?
Yeah. So... In Los Angeles, the valley is where... Isn't that where all the porn is shot?
I think that's one of its stereotypes, right? That porn was shot there. I thought it... Wasn't it something like where skateboarding really kind of matured?
Maybe. Don't people look down on the valley or no? Yeah, right?
Oh, there like it you're, is. Okay.
But I don't know. Because like if she's the valley girl...
Well, I think it's just that it's the suburbs
it's
of
divide.
Los Angeles. It seems even... Yeah, there's...
Well,
as we'll see in this film, there's a...
This is when, like, it was the first time it was, like, cool to be called a Valley Girl, though, right? Like...
Yeah, Frank Zappa's daughter sort of coined the term. She did a song, and then she...
Moon or a different one?
I think it was Moonbeam. And, like, talked like this for the first time, and America heard it, like, you know? And
yeah, it was a whole, like, trend.
Right, yeah. And I can see the fascination.
And then it became Clueless, and it became all different stuff.
Oh,
well, I feel
right.
like it was a whole different thing by then. By then, they really were just making fun of it.
Right. It seemed like there was an actual moment where it was real.
Well, and, like, look at this. Like, I think this is the first time, like consumerism was such a thing, you know?
Yeah.
Look
right.
at that credit card.
Absolutely.
Like, this is, this like, the 80s was the first time this was a thing.
That's a big part of this movie, shopping. And having, like, time and money to do what you want. And the parents don't really play a big role in these films.
Well, parents just don't understand.
Great soundtrack.
Was this a female director? Who directed this? Directed by Martha Coolidge. I thought so. There are not very many Cage movies that have a female director, but this is one of them.
Do you know what else she directed?
I think we looked it up. I can look it up again. On the cover of the DVD, it says, Roger Ebert, it's awesome.
Oh, a headband under the bang.
The mall, another Cage haunt, right? Because of Fast Times. Wasn't he at the mall once or twice? Maybe not. Chick-fil-A.
I don't know if he goes to the mall. I really wonder if, like, a movie that, like, we haven't seen in a while that's actually a good movie, if we're going to talk less because we want to watch it more.
Yeah, I was just thrown off a little that Jordan hadn't seen this yet. I thought for sure, like, I don't want to... I mean, I don't know. I just feel like this is a movie that... girls watched growing up. I don't know. Like,
no,
it just...
this came out like way before I was born.
But you also
yeah.
this is your mom's like favorite movie or one of her favorite movies.
Oh yeah. Well, I was saying before we started recording, this is one of my mom's favorite movies, and I just like Parenthood, and I didn't watch it for when I was a kid, basically just to spite her.
Like I remember my sister liking this the movie Girls Just Want to Have Fun with Sarah Jessica Parker, right, during the dance thing. Like she was, I don't know, it was sort of in her playlist.
Did that come before or after the Cyndi Lauper song, or was that written for that movie?
I think it was the title and song were taken and then folded into that movie somehow.
Gotcha. So Martha Coolidge is known for, the four things she's known for are this, Introducing Dorothy Dandridge, Real Genius, and Rambling Rose.
Oh, Real Genius.
She's still, she's directing Angie Tribeca episodes today, so she's still working. She's 70
Good.
Years old. She's doing TV today.
All right.
A single episode here or there.
Well, she should come back and direct a new Cage film, a reunion, because she gets a great performance out of him in this. All the babies on that escalator. I just noticed that.
Get Suburbia.
This is like such a feast for your eyes. Like,
yeah.
It's just so colorful.
Yep. Yeah, bright palette. Look at that guy's shirt. There's something about the quintessential 80s high school villain that had to be blonde.
Isn't that Bradley Whitford? Yeah.
Oh my goodness. I never knew that, and this is about the fourth or fifth time I've seen this. That hair goes.
That hair, yeah.
No wonder I didn't...
Same face, though.
It's never the merman. He would actually go and be a jock again in one of the Revenge of the Nerds movies, too. I think it was the second one.
I know him more as... I didn't really know him from Cabin in the Woods, Trophy Wife.
Oh, this is
a ton of stuff.
Cage's real domain here.
Oh, the beach?
Yeah.
Yep. Don't be dull, Jordan.
Whatever.
I love the people in line, their fashion as well. That guy's rocking a crazy beard.
This movie was 34 years ago. Are any of these clothes still fashionable, Jordan?
No. That's why this is so fun to watch. Like, I feel like there's a lot of trends that come back around, like, fashion-wise, and, like, 80s clothes aren't really one of them. or maybe it's more like the whole style, right? Like, so
there
some
he
of
is.
These... Oh, ooh.
Look at them all. They're like, is this real?
He's 18, 19 here?
Yeah.
He's definitely got a man's body, though.
His chest hair is out of control.
I was waiting until I could see it again to comment on it, but
like, why not just go all the way? I guess it's punk to do it like that. What's interesting about this is neither of them know they're like their true fashion, you know? Like, she sees Cage and doesn't realize, like, and I don't know, it's a bit of Jordan,
everybody's
yet,
the same
but like,
at the beach.
Yeah, like he's from the city, so like he's much more of like a rocker punk.
It's a level playing field.
The beach is a level playing field?
Yeah.
Because
you don't know that she has money and that he doesn't.
Right.
Everybody can afford a bathing suit.
It's true.
Look at the theme in her bedroom with like the fans and the dragonfly and the James Dean picture.
This feels, I mean, I think we talked about when we did the podcast episode, but this feels like a sort of spiritual sequel kind of to Fast Times. Like, it's the same people from Fast Times, right? Sort of. I mean, not the same actors, but
no.
The same characters, the same
in a
type
way.
Of people.
I could see that. Absolutely.
Except Brad's bud, Nicolas Cage, crossed the picket line.
It focuses on less characters, for sure. Like, Fast Times, I feel, is like... You know, almost like an Altman film for teens, where it's just got all these threads going on, and it's kind of epic in its way.
Forrest Whitaker for like 3 minutes.
Yeah. This though, that which we'll get into
look
much more
house.
Soon.
Oh, I forgot. I forgot. I wanted when we did the episode. I really wanted that Foods for Hell shirt. I forgot.
What's funny is that guy played chef on Apocalypse Now.
Oh, was he wearing that shirt?
No, but he was cooking food. We'll get into sooner, but this movie becomes way more apparent is that it's a modern-day retelling of Romeo and Juliet. Which I feel is, like, where it really starts to...
Wait, those are her parents?
In. Yeah. They're
like, the same age!
They're, like, new wave guru-type hippies.
They run a health food store. Like, that's their company outfit. When I met you 2 years ago. So they came of age in the 60s, I guess, right? That's what they're supposed to be.
I like how they just lingered on the parents there for an extra couple seconds. This party looks like a music video. I love like all the lights and the colors on the walls.
and people just dancing to no music.
The pastels are just beyond Easter.
Look at that jacket. Oh, I remember that jacket.
Brad, hey, maybe that's Bradley from Fast Times.
Sushi at this party?
It's a rich person party.
It's the Valley. I guess that's the other thing.
Was this like the first time like people knew what sushi was?
I think so. Like on a consumer level, right? Well, I think that was another thing about the Valley is that it was all sort of malls and mini marts and fast foods and everything was sort of being integrated into the suburbs.
So in We Are Your Friends, I don't know if you remember this line, but they're talking about how, like, the best sushi in the Valley. And she's like, you think that I would go to the Valley? Like, no, the guy's like, does this girl look like she eats sushi in the Valley? Like, it's just still today, or still 2 years ago or whatever, the most prescient film of our time, We Are Your Friends, still talking about the haves and have-nots of sushi in the Valley.
And that's her mom, like, hosting the kids' party.
That's her mom. Drinking. They're all the same age. The parents just are like slightly more clothed or slightly less trendy.
There's sort of a thread with the mom, right, where she's into the daughter's boyfriend and there might be some hanky-panky later. Yeah. Oh, hey, kitty. I can't get over that
ass. Is he just putting peanut butter on things, or is that like a sushi sauce?
I think it's a sauce, but they seem to really be struggling with it.
I wonder. It looks like they filmed in a real house in a real kitchen, so there doesn't seem to be a lot of real room to shoot this sushi shot. Oh, I see what's going on there. That's her stepmom. Her dad passed away, and now it's a situation where it's her and her stepmom
competing for boys' affection.
Really establishing this party well.
Oh, who are these handsome strangers? Oh, never mind. I thought the handsome strangers were showing up, but it's not yet.
The mom is serving them?
Yeah.
This is a weird party.
Like, Valley parents are loose, you know? Like, they just, like, raise their kids to be free.
All right, I can buy that. Oh, my God, her outfit.
Yeah, that matching... It looks like a workout jumper or something that she's wearing. And, you know, since that is her stepmom, they could be very well the same age.
True. Like Missy.
Yes, like Missy from Bill and Ted. I'm focusing a lot on the background acting during this watch through. Sorry. I'm fascinated by it because I know there's no music playing, but they have to act like there's music playing, and so that guy's dancing
they're really hard. They're dancing so hard. I'm so excited for Kate to show up.
It's almost better than when he showed up at the beach in sort of like a James Bond coming out of the surf style.
Yeah. Oh, I remember this jumper.
They were both wearing the same jumper in different colors.
Yeah, were jumpers ever a big thing, I guess?
Jumpers are a thing now, aren't they? Not this kind of jumper.
Onesies are a thing now.
Okay. And you wouldn't wear it to, like, a party Saturday night,
sure
would you?
You would. No, there's, like, fancy... Yeah, no, it's a thing, but they don't look like that.
I'd say the boys' style has held up a lot stronger than the girls' style.
Yeah, fashion doesn't really change too much. Just jeans and a shirt.
You just, like, don't pop your collar or, like, tuck in your shirt now.
And even his jeans, even though his shirt's tucked, they seem to be kind of lower than usual for whatever.
He looks okay. He looks normal.
Man, I bet he wishes... I bet he misses that hair. I wonder how much he watches this movie. It's just like, I can't.
Oh, there's that Devo poster. Was in Best of Times, yep.
Nice E.T. poster, though. I didn't notice that last time. I wonder what the rights cost for that.
I wonder if it's the same studio.
This is MGM, I think.
Well,
I don't know who distributed E.T., but that was like all Amblin Entertainment and everything, and I don't know. Oh, there they are, matching.
Amazing.
Which, Joey, have you ever gone out with a buddy and matched? Like, you know, to hit the town? I haven't.
That's like a thing you only do with your siblings.
Oh, you mean have I done that?
Yeah, like, have you
No.
gone out, like, and hung? Yeah. I still can't wrap my head around why they're dressed, like,
It's like
the same.
it's like your group's uniform,
Right, like they're gang colors. Nice American flag pin.
The biggest bummer I forgot is that this outfit that he's wearing on the DVD cover, he's never in the movie.
That's too bad.
Oh,
This
with
is
just like the tie
the
and the.
purple tie and the blue and pink spiked hair
It's
and the
great that it's a
vest.
purple tie, his favorite color. His buddy's wearing something around his neck that is just not working for him. It's just like overboard Southern Texas kind of thing going at that.
Pistachio paste? Did he just eat? Was pistachio paste or was that actually wasabi? I mean, he's not freaking out.
Oh, we're gonna get uncomfortable here.
I mean, it was already a little rapey in the hallway
He was
before.
really rapey already.
Yeah. He's Rapey Robbie.
That's not the best outfit to wear for like quick action in bed.
You mean because it's too, like, easy to.
No,
It's
because
too
it's too
accessible?
difficult to get out.
Is it, though? It's a one-piece
It's one
thing.
piece and it
Like,
has
it
a
seems
zipper.
super in the front.
Does it zip
Like,
all the
it's.
way down? No,
Well, it
probably
zips
not.
to like waistline. You can just kind of.
'80s were just boobs were just everywhere.
I think. Oh, wasn't there something like a. The studio really wanted them to emphasize nudity more in this movie. I think it became a thing. But since it was a female director, like, I believe. Like, the girls were, you know, okay, a little more okay with it. It was. I don't want to say it was tasteful, but I just feel like.
That was pretty quick boobs. It
Yeah.
wasn't like
It's
gratuitous.
also boobs for it's
Exactly.
also boobs for a reason.
Is it boobs for a
Well, that
reason?
reason, I mean, to establish
Well,
Bradley Whitford as like a bad guy, right?
you don't need to show
yeah,
boobs.
maybe
We
her
already
to be a
thought he
little
was
easy.
rapey.
Hey man, this is like a chick flick, sort of. So you need to get these guys out here for some reason. Oh, she's so
Error, man.
into
It's just like the pheromones, you know? They haven't even said a word to each other yet.
I really like their outfits. Those suspenders.
Yeah, they're because.
He looks like a pirate. He actually looks like Brad from Fast Times as Judge Reinhold as that pirate at that one restaurant.
Oh, I wish Cage would play a pirate in Pirate 6 or something. And just get him into that. Get him on a ship. Get him out to sea for me. Do the Seahawk or something with him. I don't care.
Is that the police playing in the background?
I don't know who
Your
sings
80s
it. It's
boyfriend, Stuart Copeland?
Eyes of a
That's great. I
Stranger.
love 1980s Stuart Copeland.
I just know that the music in this is very sort of like on point. It's supposed to reflect what's happening on screen, and they do a better job than most films, you know, sort of matching music to mood and everything. It's tough when you have lyrics that can come out and say exactly what you want a character to think, to not make it seem forced.
That was yeah, they struggled with that in the 80s, I feel like. It was too obvious a lot.
Oh, this girl is so not into him because of his clothes.
Which
Oh,
is
more
sign.
boobs.
Oh, I forgot we come back. But we got man boobs too, so you know, the playing field is leveled right now, I guess, for the audience.
Good try.
I
know,
Hollywood,
thank you.
Bradley Whitford.
I knew that was more shit. This is the worst, like I feel like the way his mental torture. Like slut shaming her, even though it was all his fault.
His angry face is on point.
He's a great 80s villain.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't realize how interchangeable he is with the Cobra Kai guy from Karate Kid, you know? Like they seem like the same, like a clone or something.
That jacket actually reminds me of Michael Cera's jacket from This Is the End, right?
Oh, right, yeah. That's a good party scene movie. That guy in the yellow shirt is killing me. And also, the guy is wearing a neckerchief or something. It looked like he had a around his neck.
Well, this is Eddie Grant, Electric Avenue, right?
See him wearing that bandana around his neck?
A lot of questionable fashion choices. Maybe he's a blood.
He looks like a guy from 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. He's got the striped shirt and the sailor thing going on.
What is his belt?
Who, cages?
It's probably like bullets or snake or something.
Snakeskin jacket, symbol of his individuality, personal freedom.
Dude, he gets tossed.
Oh, I would wear that red jumpsuit now. I like that.
I like this guy's red hair.
Is his friend, is that actor anybody that we know or no?
I don't really recognize him. He looks like a lot of people, though.
He looks like Matthew Lillard, but...
You think so? I was going to say, no, I'm not going to say.
What's his name? Is that Tommy?
His name. Fred.
His name is Fred.
Yeah.
Cameron Dye. Oh, yeah, this is definitely the guy. He's known for this. He's known for Men at Work, The Last Starfighter, and The Apocalypse.
Oh, man. All right, well...
Not really working too much anymore.
I think he was, like, the bully in the trailer park of Last Starfighter. And I don't know who he was in the...
Oh, Cage Nexion. He was born in New Orleans.
All right. I don't know who he was at Men at Work, the Sheen Estevez brother garbage men mystery
he
murder.
He was Luzinski.
Okay.
He was...
A rival garbage man, perhaps, is all I can come up with.
10th build.
Okay. Oh, this is a nice little Cage moment. Early freak out.
Yeah, Cage, you get
That's
it.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes, that is an applause moment. A lot of nice production value there at night in L.A. with the lights over the cliff.
Yeah.
Back to the party. Whoa, what's going on there?
That girl in the red jumper just likes getting, you know, not likes getting, but just keeps getting...
action? I don't know.
Yeah, like, unwanted she's... action.
Why are they... Some of them are drinking out of paper bags, but others aren't.
It's,
And I love how many house numbers are on that house. 23727? What on earth?
It's a California thing.
Nice friend. Won't even go back into the party.
He doesn't have a death wish, Mike.
Well, I mean, he's a little dramatic.
Being a little... Now, how fashionable is this, like, not form-fitting blue dress?
Oh, it's hard to tell from the back.
Oh, right. I forgot he sneaks in the window.
This is funny because there's, like, lots of movies where people sneak in through, like, the girl's bathroom. I don't know. It reminds me of the Blues Brothers where they sneak in through the... ladies' room and stuff.
We just got a good look at this belt. I still can't figure out what it is.
I have so many belt questions.
Oh, it fell off.
He's got a couple belts, I think.
It looked like that hurt him.
There's either more than one, or it's really long and it's wrapped around a bunch of times.
Oh, right. His plan is just to get in the shower and wait until Deborah Foreman comes in.
But you can see through that shower. He's not really hiding.
Well, now he is.
Now he is. No, okay.
And he gets to, like, peep on several couples, too. I forgot about that nudity.
There's just lots of boobs.
I mean, that's not the best plan, just because if someone really has to go to the bathroom pretty bad.
Oh, yeah, I mean, there's downsides to this plan, that's for sure.
And what if she never has to go to the bathroom?
Well, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
That guy's wearing a bandana around his neck, too.
Why do they even need to hide in the bathroom to make out? The parents don't care what they do. They could go anywhere.
Well, they have modesty, Jordan. They don't want to make out in front of all their friends.
Is that, like, why people are drinking out of paper bags,
yeah,
too?
They're hiding it.
They're just kidding themselves. That's all. But it looks like people are using this bathroom for anything but relieving themselves. I wish this was like 40 minutes of him just waiting in real time for her to use the bathroom.
Bothered by that water stain on the back of the door.
Beth, you can't buy that production value. Nice. Now his hair.
He's so sad. He does look like a woodpecker. Like
yeah,
a...
Woody Woodpecker is going to come up. She wears a Woody Woodpecker pin in this movie at one point, if I'm not mistaken.
Those are just like five people smoking in the bathroom and doing blow.
Oh, man, I missed that. You're going to lose your nose. Look out.
Look at those boots.
He's bendy.
No socks.
Hey. Finally. But now, okay, so now that she's in the bathroom, like, how do you casually come out of the shower?
That's not how you get a lady.
There's no casual way to sort of creep out of a shower.
Especially if she came in to actually use the bathroom.
Yeah.
Like, the fact that she's just doing her makeup is fine, but, like, if she came in, like, to pee, and then he's just like, oh, hey, like, I've been in here the whole time.
Not cool.
Then again, they're supposed to be teenagers, right? So teenagers are still kind of stupid. Oh, and it looks like he just kind of entered. Like he didn't show him come out of the shower, so I guess that's a little better.
Who's Zed? Zed's dead baby. Fred's dead baby. I can't sing without my comb.
Uh-oh.
Ugh, feminist me has so many problems with this.
He just wants to get out of there with her, though.
Well, but
rescue
she thinks
her.
It's cute that he waited in the bathroom for her?
It is kind of cute,
I
though.
Think she's in shock.
No!
But I don't think she knows per se that he waited in the bathroom because she kind of like looked down at the counter and when
and
she looked up, he was just kind of there. So
you're right,
somehow,
she doesn't really know.
The movie skirted that in the sake of not being ultimately creepy.
So invasive.
Oh, that's ultra convenient. Don't worry about it. Bring your friend because I've got a friend. And they're like B-list cute, so they'll be perfect together. Now, that was too forward, I think. Just planted one right on her.
Nah, she's into it. Her whole thing is, like, cautiously optimistic with him. Just like, should I smile? Yeah, I'm going to smile.
I think as long as it's not Bradley Whitford, someone, a boy actually being polite to her, to a degree. I mean, I don't think talking soft and creeping in bathrooms is ultimately all...
Well, they also kind of set it up that, like, she was not really out of place at the party, but like wasn't like really digging the vibe of the party, and he offers this alternative, and so she's into it.
Like, her friend has the perfect response.
Her friend's cute.
Yeah, her friend is like, this is a bad idea. We don't know these people. This is weird.
I like tacos and 71 Cabernet, and my favorite color is magenta.
Relax, lady. The internet hasn't been invented yet. You're fine. No one on social media is gonna know about this.
I think I remember where this date is going, but I don't really exactly remember. Did they go to the beach? They go into the boardwalk? Is that this movie?
I think they cruise the strip for a while. They cruise the strip.
What am I thinking of?
And then they make out in the car while Fred chases the girl around the car for a while.
Those are things that they've only read about.
He should have said, I'm going to show you things you've never read about or wouldn't want to read about. Something. Oh, this is cool because you get to see how popular Cage is in
on
the strip.
Hood?
Yeah, in his hood. nice to see that The Art of Cruising has survived into the 80s.
What decade is American Graffiti from? 70s?
50s. Oh, when was it made? Yeah, it was made in the 70s.
But about the 50s.
Yeah. But I feel like up until the 80s, you could do a car culture movie about cruising the strip. I don't know about it so much anymore.
I mean, well, Dazed and Confused is kind of similar.
Yeah, similar.
90s. Or is that... No, wait, what did that...
That was about the 70s, though.
Yeah.
Man, I'm so time confused.
I remember cruising our local strip in high school and thinking it was cool, but it totally wasn't. I mean...
Well, that's like a thing teenagers do, except do they do that anymore? Because they have so many other
No, because they're having sex at 13. That's fine. They don't need to cruise the strip.
They're cruising the internet, yeah.
Cruising the digital superhighway.
All he's really shown them are strip clubs. He's like, isn't this crazy? There's all these like strip clubs and the punkers.
Having full conversations as he's driving by.
Nice Tootsie billboard. They clearly just pointed the camera out of the window and the locals just went nuts. Wizard of Oz Jungle Book. Nice double feature. Rocky. Good time, right? So far we haven't...
Just keep passing cop cars.
...gone anywhere, yeah. We're just going to drive up and down this for a couple hours.
Coca-Cola ad.
Listen to music. The guy's name is Rad?
Shit.
He is in full show-off mode. He is peacocking.
Well, his hair looks like a peacock.
Is she talking to the girl? Or the...
It's a good question.
Oh, right. Don't they bump into his ex-girlfriend for a second?
I don't remember.
I feel like looking at some of this fashion, it's like you can see why... dads now dress the way they do in some ways. Like looking at Nick Cage's pants and his vest.
Just like they were grown up fashion depraved, so now they don't really know
well,
how
like,
to dress.
That was like what was cool when they were cool. Like, I was watching the Mary Tyler Moore Show a lot last week, and like the way that the women dress on that show is like how my grandma dressed. It's just like they get stuck in a certain place.
At some point, you just stop evolving. You just...
Well, right, yeah.
I feel like I'm still a fashion victim of my teens. Like, I haven't really grown past dressing like a teenager. This is your home away from home? He likes a real sort of frantic, you know, fast-paced atmosphere here. He's not really one for peace and quiet. That's what you wear pants for, right? You wear pants so you don't put napkins on seats.
She doesn't even want her pants to touch that seat.
I feel like she's going to burn those clothes tomorrow and go buy an entirely new outfit.
Is it?
I think it's just what they call living. Like, this is normal.
Well, what is normal, Deborah Foreman? You're being very judgmental right now.
He's going to try and sort of change the way she thinks. Like, he's in love with her beauty, but now he wants to, like...
enrich her brain?
Yeah. But of course, Cage doesn't need to learn anything from her, right? Or does he eventually? I can't remember. I think he learns that if he really wants her, he has to stalk her by camping out on her front yard and dressing up as the guy at the movie theater. Techno rock.
It does. This movie does do a good job of showing that, like, these rich girls from the valley can't fit in anywhere, but, like, Cajun, whatever his name is, Fred, they're totally okay in either place, that they're more open-minded.
Yeah, that's true. Like, they were totally fine with going to the other party. This is essentially the same party as the other party, though. The
Right.
dancing is the same.
Yeah, look at that
They're
girl.
drinking alcohol. Like, there's really nothing different about this, except
There's
there's a
less sushi.
band, I
There's
guess.
less
There's less
sushi.
sushi. It's true.
Less moms.
There's no straws.
Cover charge,
There were no
maybe.
straws at the other party.
So out of touch with civilization.
Oh, this is like the theme. This is like one of the themes of the whole movie, A Million Miles Away. It also does show that, love is conquering. Like, they have different ideologies, but they're not going to let that get in the way of wanting each other because they're just so damn attracted to how they look.
This movie is totally comfortable in, like, sitting in silence.
I think that's good directing. I think that the way that it's just it lets it play out. It's not in a rush to get out of this scene, I noticed that with the parents earlier. Like, there's no need to really stop and find out what the parents want to say when the kids leave the house, but the movie does it. Well, and it also does a great job of just visually setting up how different everyone is. Like, this is essentially the same party as the Valley one, but they just look so visually different. It's just like another barrier to cross.
These are the coolest parents.
Oh
She's so into him.
Why is she? He,
no.
they're like literally on the playground as like children. He's chasing her.
My little pickle.
She's got full on Stockholm now. If you can't beat him, join him.
So awkward. Meanwhile,
This reminds me of Birdie when he's making out under the boardwalk and Birdie
that's what I'm
isn't
thinking of.
scoring.
That's what I'm thinking of. I knew that there was like a weird, like, one couple was having sex and the other couple was not.
Also getting a little Peggy Sue Got Married vibes because of the making out in the car stuff.
You mean my Huang? There's so many good early movies to rewatch and so many bad late movies to rewatch. Yeah, I guess kids don't really make out in, do kids make out in cars anymore?
I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like they must. I don't think just kids make out in cars. I think adults make out in cars too.
Yeah, I think a car is always going to be a good place when you can't be at your house, right?
It's like a mobile couch. Like, you just drive it somewhere and park.
Meanwhile, her friend is screeching outside, not even looking out the window to see what's going on.
Like,
Just on the hunt after Stacy.
I guess that's pretty accurate of like about being a teenager though, like you're just so into whatever you're doing, especially if it's this.
Can't figure out how, like, on a scale of like fun to not fun,
Oh,
Stacy's having. She seems to be fluctuating.
I think she's doing all right. She handled it right.
She kind of looks like a pirate too, you know?
Yeah, she's got the puffy
She's got
shirt.
the puffy shirt.
They're both pirates.
That's great. They look good together. I didn't notice his sideburns are like Star Trek sideburns, where they're shaved to a point like
To match his chest hair.
that. Everything's gotta be fashioned one way or the other. Look how cool he is, closing the door without even using his hands.
Just gonna watch her enter the house. Oh, mom.
Oh,
amazing. Why would they put her in tights that you can see through?
It's like her dad said, there's no secrets in this family.
Yeah, I mean, good for her.
Now they seem older than her.
Yeah, this seems a little more natural parent stuff.
His mom still looks like the same age as her.
Well, so he just said, he said, we were young once, your mom still is. Like, she is. I think it's assumed in this movie that he's a little bit older than her.
My God, he has a scarf, a popped collar, and a sweatshirt.
And he's the
And it's all
driving
tucked
teacher.
in.
He's the driver's ed
It's
guy.
tucked into his sweatpants, too.
Oh, he must be the gym teacher or something. He's not the driver's ed guy, because that's the driver's ed guy. Looks like Sigmund Freud.
Sigmund Freud?
The Freud dude. Oh no, this is gonna be your classic terrible woman driver sequence.
Get ready for it, Jordan.
She
Does it
can't.
have to be terrible woman driver? Can it be terrible teenage driver?
I
Yeah,
mean,
but that's not as much
yeah.
a cliche in movies as terrible
I
woman
know.
driver.
But I do feel like License to Drive portrays terrible boy teenage driver for an entire 90 minutes,
She's also, she's like literally turning around to
so.
look in the back seat to
It's.
talk.
Well, we've talked about, I think, maybe, I don't remember, it was some podcast we did, maybe it was Zach Deck, maybe it was one of ours, but about how bothered I am by people just don't watch the road. At least in this movie, they're like pointing it out, like. Because in other movies, oh no, it was definitely Zack Attack because it's the one, it's Charlie St. Cloud where he and like his brother like fight like full out fighting in the front seat, like turning and like punching each other, and nobody's watching the road, and the kid dies. Spoiler: the kid dies, but it's not because of them. Here, at least the driver's ed professor's like, or driver's ed instructor is just like, "Hey, eyes on the road."
I think we. Oh, he jumped out of the car.
He gave up?
Yep.
She wasn't actually that bad.
No, look.
Well, she almost crashed into another car, I guess.
Yeah. No one got hurt, though.
Oh, this is the scene that you were reminding me said like, of Plastics, right? From The Graduate, right? Or no? Was that this movie? Or was that what movie you were talking about that reminded people of The Graduate? It was definitely this movie.
Oh, no, that was the actor who said Plastics was in something, wasn't he?
I don't know, but this is definitely straight up Graduate.
Oh, yeah, the whole Mrs. Robinson thing.
I mean, Mrs. Robinson.
I was a freshman when you were a senior.
Who packs eggs like that on like a diagonal? Prop masters. I don't know if her clothes are in fashion, but they still look like they somebody could wear those
Oh
today.
yeah, someone would still wear that today by the pool on vacation.
I think basically, if I think the outfit is attractive, it'd still be worn today. That might be like a good barometer. You trying to seduce me, Mrs. Robinson?
Speaking of, today, aren't they talking about remaking this? Could
Oh
this be
yeah, they
done?
no, they recast it already.
They already recast the remake?
Ha
I don't know that you could
Questions.
make it take place in 2017, though.
Yeah, like it would be a totally different movie if it took place
No,
today.
but this time they're not bank robbers, they're adrenaline enthusiasts who jump out of airplanes and drop money over
No,
four countries.
not Point Break. That would be great, though, if Valley Girl remake was about a bunch of bank robbing guys who fell in love with, like, other bank robbing girls or something.
I mean, I guess, like you were saying earlier, though, at its core, it's Romeo and Juliet, so you could always remake that. It's just a matter of Hollywood being afraid to have a new movie, and they can just be like, hey, here's a Valley Girl remake.
I mean,
right, like, how do you... Yeah, it would be interesting to see if somebody actually, like, scrapped all of what's been done already and did try to tell a Romeo and Juliet story for now. Like, how, what would that even be?
Yeah. I don't think they should... I have a feeling if they're going to do Valley Girl, they're probably going to de-emphasize a lot of that stuff and just play up sort of the comedy of it. I feel like it might be more of, like, a retro thing.
Like, I feel in, like, the 80s, it was... I don't know if this is true at all. I'm talking out of my ass. But it was, like, kind of new socially to talk about money this way. Like, Pretty in Pink is about the same thing. Mm-hmm. Like, poor guy, rich girl. And that's just so done today. Like, you can't just make a movie about that anymore.
I love that part in Romeo and Juliet where Juliet's stepmom wants to bang Juliet's friend.
I was just thinking if they remade Valley Girl and set it in New York.
Oh, right. They don't have a health food store. They have a restaurant. A health foods restaurant. But a New York Valley Girl? Like a Staten Island girl?
And keep the title? It's like when they did Karate Kid, but had it take place in China. Even though it's China, they teach Kung Fu. And karate is Japanese. But
Kung Fu Kid is a kind of a good name, though, too.
Yeah, they should have gone with Kung Fu Kid.
I want that shirt so bad.
Well, we're just going to have to make them ourselves. This Foods for Health thing, I mean, nowadays, this would be in the remake, too, you know, because of all, it would be like a vegan store or something. They'd have, like, lots of nut butter on the walls to choose from. I feel like it's the one thing that they sort of predicted right.
Yeah. This is totally trendy today.
Even though all they have behind him is like an apple and a slice of pie? Like, is that health food behind him?
Still apples on plates.
Oh, right. I forgot Cage is like hiding behind the thing that you can clearly see through.
There's the belt buckle in the belt.
You know another shirt I want from Sleepaway Camp? Judy is wearing the shirt that just says
yes,
Judy.
I want that shirt
Nobody
too.
Sells that. I looked for it online. It's not difficult to make, I'm sure, but it's just like a pink shirt with Judy in black letters, but like when I saw Sleepaway Camp at the Draft House in Austin, when they introduced it for Terror Tuesday, the guy took off his jacket and he was wearing a Judy shirt that he had made. I was like, oh, I want that shirt so bad.
Oh, those people wearing those Arnold shirts at the Hey Arnold Fest, that is a shirt that he wore in Pumping Iron.
Oh, Arnold is numero uno?
Yeah, like he's wearing it after he wins the competition and he's like relaxing on the couch smoking a joint or smoking something. Which is really bizarre, that movie Pumping Iron. Like, all the Arnold stuff is great.
I told you, like, he's not in it that much.
No,
right?
Actually,
like,
he's in it. Actually, he's in
but
it quite a bit.
He's not the star of it.
Well, I mean, he's as much a star. They focus on, like, five different people.
Yeah.
Mostly Arnold, and then Lou Ferrigno, and then kind of these two or three. Some Italian guy, some American guy. But it turns into, like, mostly him and Louis by the last half hour. It's just...
Maybe that's what I'm thinking. Like, the first half's not really about him, but the second half is more about him. I don't remember. I only saw it once. It's also not very long.
It's like 1 hour 20, something like that.
Yeah. Oh, this is also pre-Cage getting dental work.
I was just thinking about that.
Well, yeah.
His teeth don't look like that now.
And he'll lose more before he gets them fixed for roles. He'll take teeth out and stuff. And
he's a real Shia in that way.
I like to think that Shia is kind of a him. Or, you know.
Well, that's basically our thesis for all his movies, right? That he was more like Cage than anybody else?
Yep. Yeah.
I hope in the future Shia takes a more interesting turn than Cage does in his later work.
I think he will.
I think he already has started. Yeah. I think Shia has gone through sort of his
dullest phase, in my opinion.
Shia's
like five most recent movies, or maybe it's like five most interesting movies. Like Nymphomaniac and... American Honey and Fury
and even in Man Down,
Man Down's not good.
It's not that great a movie, but I feel like he's, and he does a good job at it. Yeah, he's becoming less of like, oh, let's get him because he's Shia, and more because like he'll become a character.
He's also not $12 million in debt, so he's not just taking jobs because he has to take jobs.
Right. Well, I hope he never has to do that.
This is a great song. This is probably the other quintessential song from the movie. Here's the
Romeo
marquee,
and Juliet.
Just in case you're
it's
a little
like,
dull.
Hey, dummies, you get it? Oh, I see what they're doing here. Okay.
It's a great montage, though, just making out all over town. There's actually two soundtracks to this movie. There's like so much music, it came out in two parts.
Huh.
Did she dress him up? Did she change his clothes? Or did he do that himself?
I think it's a gradual meeting in the middle kind of thing. Like, he gets less flamboyant and she gets a little more fashionable.
It happens like very quickly in that montage.
Well, that's like the use of a montage, though. We gotta cover a lot of ground.
Condensed time. So where...
What a funny way to start that shot!
We're on the spectrum of completely terrible portrayals of women to Amber Heard and Drive Angry. Is Deborah... She's probably closer to Amber Heard than the other side, right? But she's not great. In terms of, like, strong, independent women in cage movies.
Well, I mean, she is doing her own thing, right? Like, she's not catering to her friends'
beliefs.
But
Jordan was having feminist issues before.
Well, I know, yeah.
It's great that she's, like, not, like, she's trying to break out of maybe something that she felt like she was worried about, but she also is, like, literally smiling every time we see her on screen, this big toothy smile, so, like, in that way, she's a very pretty flat character. I mean, he's flat, too, like, but I don't know.
On the scale of Vanessa Hudgens to Amber Heard.
Who's the middle ground? Meg
Who's
Ryan?
The average? Yeah, Meg Ryan, probably.
Yeah, she was a brain surgeon, even though she got hit by a truck.
And that also put...
And she taught Cage to love, so... Yeah, I think she's a good middle ground.
Meg Ryan?
Yeah. I mean, he gave up being an angel to become human just for her.
Oh, Brad is...
But that's the thing. See, wait. But, like, that's... Like, part of my problem with, like, all of the women in pretty much every movie is that, like, they exist to teach someone something or to change somebody.
Oh, then
not
you
just
do not
to, like,
want to watch
exist
Sweet November.
And, like, be human.
Yeah.
That's, like, the general problem with how we put women on screens in everything.
Yeah, but this is directed by a woman, so shouldn't it be, like, at least a little bit more cognizant of that?
Yeah, but even she needs to be... She is being mandated by the studio, which is run by a lot of white guys, you know, older white guys probably. So, I mean, she's probably doing the best she can to make it, you know, accurate or at least unoffensive.
Yeah, I don't think this is horrible.
There's just a lot of bandanas men in this movie.
Where are they coming from? Oh, I remember when my sister used to put ribbon in her hair like that. I don't know what that was. I mean, I guess she used to, like, save it from gifts and stuff and just wear the ribbon in her hair, like, as a ponytail. You got that nice... She's got that Jackson Pollock sweatshirt on. That's... I remember that a lot. That was a big fashion statement.
The girl's just so 80s.
Sleeveless denim vests were pretty in. This scene reminds me of Grease.
This is the red jumper girl, right?
Yeah. Isn't that E.G. Daly? She's a pretty big
actress.
Oh, yeah.
E.G. Daly?
Yeah.
Like Tommy Pickles?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This reminds me of the brusha-brusha scene in Grease for some reason.
This is just an underwear dance scene?
It's a teenage slumber party.
Way to go, Spaz.
The sister just ran out of the room screaming. Oh, don't open umbrellas indoors. I heard it was bad luck.
That's more of a parasol.
Yeah, that's not really an umbrella.
All right, guys. Semantics here.
One time for a whole day, I tried to learn how to juggle one of those on my feet.
Cool.
I couldn't do it.
They're still really dancing to, like, not music.
This seems like a very odd sort of scene, though. I mean, I understand it's they're hanging out.
Have you ever done this, Jordan? Just hang out with your friends in your underwear under a parasol,
no.
Eating cookies?
Yeah, I don't understand why they're in their underwear, but I get, like, we're hanging out, dancing, and eating.
Well, it's just us ladies.
Just
we can wear whatever. Like, there's no men around to judge us.
Except the whole reason they put scenes in movies like this is to get men to look at them.
That's what I'm saying. That's why there were boobs before.
Well, at least that nudity sequence with, Bradley Whitford, at least that was sort of trying to illustrate a point, right, about the two characters. And
Yeah,
I
I don't
don't
think
get
that
what
was
this is
bad. Like,
doing.
every boob shot was pretty quick.
But I could say, like, put on some sweats or something, and this scene would not be it. It would convey the same stuff.
They do not know how to open a bag of chips, I can tell you that much. Another water stain on the door. All these doors are water stained.
Probably the same house.
Also, her shirt matches her underwear. That's not a thing.
How about tying your shirt in a knot like that for no reason, too?
That was a thing in the
That's a
80s.
thing.
I used to do that in
So it's usually in
kindergarten
the
all the
back.
time.
Is it
That was the coolest
on the
thing.
side? I thought it was on the back usually.
No, I would put mine on the
It'd
side.
be a little, yeah. Let's just try on all of mom's. Oh, it's stepmom, so.
Randy and Julie, R and J. Get it? Get it?
Oh, for Romeo and Juliet?
Yep. Barf me out.
You imagine if this movie ended with both of them dead?
That'd be great. I mean, it wouldn't be great, but it'd be great.
Maybe they should do that for the remake if they really want to, do something different and. She loves those red sunglasses. I feel like that's her signature sort of piece.
Well, what goes with the red sports car other than red sunglasses? She's just ahead of the curve.
Red just seems to be her color overall throughout the movie.
See, this guy's unnecessarily naked, too.
Yeah. No, I don't ever hang out in my room wearing just my
Oh,
short
all of a
shorts.
sudden you don't have a problem with that, Jordan.
No, because it's pretty normal for dudes to take their shirts off and I don't know.
I only take my shirts off to eat cheeseburgers, not
Like, I
to
feel
talk on
like.
the phone.
Wait, hold on. What?
That's from Trailer Park Boys. There's a
Oh, okay.
character who eats cheeseburgers and he has to take his shirt off every time he has one.
Yeah, I
like,
thought you were getting
okay.
real with us again for a
Nope.
second.
His shirt's totally off unnecessarily, also, but it's not like parading around a woman, is it? I don't know. Maybe it
But
is.
I feel like it's okay though because we never really see this stuff. Like, and then give the girls something. It's not.
Yeah.
You know,
There's boobs in the
I mean,
background of
if
this
that's
poster.
what.
Look at that poster.
Oh my gosh! I didn't even notice that. Like, I think it just comes down to like, is that guy like what you want to see though? Like, he just. I
I
don't
don't
know.
know.
These were a very different time.
Like, not for nothing, it just didn't seem like he had like an exceptionally good body in terms of like want to show that off, but grody is a good term.
So the air in Hollywood keeps their dick small?
Is that what she just said?
They only grow to be this big.
When did she draw on her face? I totally missed
Just
that.
like a few
War
minutes
paint?
ago when she was
Oh,
sitting there.
yeah. Just casually.
Now, I will give the Valley Girl remake a lot of credit if they have like a cool soundtrack. You know what I mean? If they don't have like obvious song choices.
But are there even is there even cool music nowadays?
Yeah. American Honey has a great soundtrack.
I feel like
Nerve.
American Honey is the remake of Valley Girl that everyone needs to see. Like that to me is like teens in America today.
Spring Breakers.
Spring Breakers.
Nerve.
I haven't seen Nerve, but I'm intrigued.
Nerve's not a great movie, but I really like Nerve a lot.
Which one's Nerve?
Nerve is
Like
the
a
game.
game
Oh,
online.
Player, are you
yeah.
a watcher? Are you a player? Are you a
You
watcher?
like that?
Yeah.
It looks stupid.
It is stupid, but I like it.
I might have to watch it tonight.
Just because I love Emma Roberts and I don't love Lil
Dave
Franco.
Franco.
Yeah, I like them
I like
though.
Davey Franco.
They're nice to
I
watch.
like him a lot. And also, the girl from The Leftovers is in it. The friend, I don't remember what her name is.
Oh, the one that keeps popping up in stuff that we
Yeah,
watch.
she was in Trespass.
Yeah. Oh, was that the girl from the Edge of 17, the friend? Was she the one from Split?
Haley Lou Richardson, yeah.
Okay, because I was watching that going, I know I've seen her in something else that
Emily Mead from The Leftovers is in Nerve. Yeah, she's in a bunch of stuff. She and also the lead girl from Zooey Deutch from Everybody Wants Some. I feel like they're gonna be like in every movie. Like it's one. They're basically the same. Like they're both super cute and good actresses, and they're gonna be in everything, I think, forever.
And those are both really good movies. Everybody Wants Them is hilarious, and Edge of 17 is just wonderful. Look at this, we got some Full Frontal through the
Is that the
shower.
stepmom?
Well, that's the cliffhanger.
Oh. She's so cute. That's who I have a crush on
Tubular.
in this movie.
E.G. Daily?
Yeah.
But she thinks Tommy is tubular, and he's totally not.
Well, she thinks Tommy Pickles is tubular.
Well, she is Tommy Pickles.
What?
I think I knew her most from Pee-wee's Big Adventure as Dottie when I was a little
Actually,
kid.
the episode of Douglas Movies I was listening to this very morning, they're talking about E.G. Daily and the roles that she played, and they brought up Pee-wee.
I don't remember Debbie Foreman from much after this, though.
I feel like we looked her up when we talked
She
about
seems
this.
like someone who would go on to be like an Annette Bening or something. I don't know, but like she has to me. Like an elegant kind of thing. Like she could play young, she could play old, she could do kind of. She's got. It looks like she has a good
Oh.
range, but I don't know. Like I said, I
That's
don't
what she
know.
looks like now?
Yeah.
That doesn't look like her at all.
No.
Oh, very different.
She's known for this. She's known for Waxwork, which is great. My Chauffeur and April Fool's Day.
Oh, that's great too. She's great in that.
Okay,
That's
so
right.
she stopped working in. Oh boy. So she basically worked consistently through 91, and then she was in a movie in 95, and then a movie in 2008, and nothing
All
since.
right, so semi-retired. This is her legacy for sure,
She's
this
only been in
movie.
25 things.
This song is going on a little. There we go.
Oh, she's also in Real Genius
Oh, she
with the
has
same
a
director.
moment in that, I think, yeah. Val Kilmer says something to her like, I could
I don't
put a
know what
nail through a board of
Destroyer is,
wood
but
with
this is an amazing poster.
Whoa. That movie needs to be seen.
Wait, what's the tagline? 3,000 volts couldn't kill him. It just gave him a buzz.
Sounds like
She's a
Shocker.
star of that. She's another movie called Lobster Man from Mars.
All right, so she kind of fell off. All right, is that Neil Patrick Harris?
No.
It's kind of funny how Randy makes her Randy.
Do you think there were many movies before this where, like, parents were your friends?
That's a good call. Like, I was just gonna say how much her parents in particular are in this movie. But again, like you were saying earlier, like they're kind of, it seems like they're everyone's really close in age, so maybe they're just relating better because there's less of like an age gap as opposed to previous generations where I feel like parents didn't know how to talk to their kids.
Yeah. But this had to be like one of the first examples of this happening in a movie.
I think it really started to come out more like in these teen 80 films. Like I remember like in Pretty in Pink, her and her dad talk a lot about their problems and things and but it is kind of weird that she has the only seemingly normal parents in the entire valley that aren't trying to score with her friends or throw, you know, oh my gosh, that was him.
Well, because they lived their life already. They're not like trying to live. 'Cause they, I feel like they're the only happy parents, right? Everybody else is empty.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're trying to fill that hole with sushi.
Yeah, that's a good point. What difference does it
No, he's right
make?
though. It's not about how you
He's
look and your
teaching us a
clothes.
lesson.
What's on the inside? This is a nice, I would applaud to this and like, that's a great message, you know? And it's coming like almost right at the halfway mark, too.
You dig what I'm saying? We're actually a little bit more than halfway in.
I know this much. The writer really had a Jones for names that end in Y. What is that freaky doll she's sleeping with? Oh my God!
she's like really sleeping with it.
That would give me nightmares.
And she's 18.
Like, I get, you know, I probably still had a stuffed animal on my bed at one point from when I was a little kid, but I didn't sleep with it. It would just kind of be, like, decoration or something.
You know how sometimes they sell movie props? Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
I want them to sell, I mean, I'm sure that they did already, but, like, I want that strip of three pictures of Cage, like, from a film.
Oh, that'd be a great poster.
Yeah.
She's got the bandana in her hair. I wonder. Oh, nice pink milkshake. That really, the strawberry
and
milkshake.
And she's got so
really
much food for her. Like, she's got a full order of fries, and a burger, and a pink milkshake.
It's confusing to be a teenager. People think it's so easy to just do what you know, to follow your heart. It's usually harder.
Totally gnarly sex.
Maybe that's why conforming is so bad, because it's so easy. Everyone does it. You really got, like, the blue side on this side of the table. And then when we cut to the other side,
oh,
it's kind of
wow,
like
the
pink
side.
Oh, wow,
it's the blue side, and the pink
side. But she's willing to cross the gap by drinking the pink milkshake, which is why she's also okay with dating Randy. See, it's all a metaphor, guys.
But it's weird. It's almost like battle lines. Like, they're in favor of Tommy, and she's in favor of Randy.
So the EGT has got a little bit of blue, too. Like, that's not accidental, right? Like, that's got to be...
No, I feel like this movie's smart enough to pull something like that off.
If he's the coolest guy in school, he can find a date.
That diner is totally tragic.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, like, they also haven't set up that Julie's, like, the coolest girl in school either. Mm-hmm. So, like, yeah, why?
No, if anything, she seems like part of the cool crowd that doesn't really necessarily fit in.
We barely spend any time at school to know anything about school.
Yeah, they really didn't set up any of these characters for long enough for us to know any of this.
Yeah, they spend a lot more time on, like, the mom... Like, that sort of, like, red herring of the mom wanting to sleep with the friend and everything. Like, what? I mean, that stuff's funny and it's fine, but that's time that could have been spent in class or in detention or somewhere in the hallways. I'd almost have liked to have seen a scene at Randy's house. Where does he live?
He probably lives on his own in a messy apartment by the beach.
But he's still in high school, right? I mean,
is he?
I thought that they were 18, 17, 18.
They just said that... I don't know.
But she's definitely a senior, right? Like, they're all seniors.
Well, they're at least juniors, if not seniors.
I don't know. I used to be able to tell by the driving age, but I don't know what the driving age was in California in the 80s. Like, it could have been 16.
I get the sense that Cage is a college graduate, but or not college, hello, high school graduate, but not by much.
Yeah, I kind of
think
that too.
I think he's a little,
like a year or so, yeah.
On his own, living on his own.
But he does get into that bar to drink beers and stuff.
Well, what was it? Was the drinking age different back then?
I think
then?
That just means
well, that
he
could
was
be
18.
Too. Drinking age could be different. Right, it could be an 18 and over, and then he's just a regular, so. Oh, how quickly... They fall back into their old habits.
That's why she had all that food on the table, so he could eat all of it.
I'm not used to eating just for one, to ordering. Ordering for one. Now he's all dressed up, he's going to get his heart broken. Devastating.
Yeah, I forgot he put on the suit and the stuff.
Is that styled that way, or is that, like, torn up?
No, I think that's the style. I feel like he's been out of the movie for a minute.
That's why I don't want, like, more about their school, because he wouldn't be in it. You know what I mean? I understand
well,
that
how funny would
thing.
It be if he snuck into one of her classes or something and started giving, like, a lecture, and then the teacher's like, do you even go here? And she'd be like, oh, he's so adorable. Like, I don't know.
Ordering just pizzas to class?
Ordering some kind of high school antic. I don't know.
I still can't tell if this is like okay or if this is like a little too
I
aggressive.
mean, he did just grab her.
Like, I understand that like, he's been sort of set up to not expect that like they're in a relationship, but like all of a sudden she's pulling this really crazy 180, right?
I feel like I missed it. Why did she do that?
Well, because
Because her
she's
friends
peer
don't
pressure.
like
That's
him.
it?
Yeah. They like
But she didn't
Tommy.
tell him that.
No, she hasn't
No,
told him anything
because
yet.
she's
So I
a.
feel like he deserves an
Yeah,
explanation.
he does.
She's no Lula.
But he figures it out.
See, he's smarter than she is open. The other thing that if they remade this today, it almost certainly wouldn't be R-rated. So all
Fuck
this like
you.
real natural,
Like, fuck off for sure, like, totally.
like this wouldn't be in the new movie, So it'd all be tamed
I don't
down.
know. I mean, it probably wouldn't be just between them anymore. It'd be, like, in public at a party with all of her friends there, and the guys would, like, drag him away. I just feel like everything needs to be bigger and more obvious if you're gonna remake. Here he goes, Dark Knight of the Soul.
Also, he might just be able to get into bars because he looks like he's 25 years old.
Yeah. But it also seems like this. I mean, I understand he's in love, but this is like the first time he's had his heart broken.
Oh, this is the scene with the girlfriend.
Yeah.
Ex-girlfriend.
Or at least like some ex-girl that he is friends with. We don't really get
Right.
much.
Well, it's the first time that he's had his heart broken that we've seen. I mean, he's lived this sort of a carefree life. I don't
True.
know that he's ever. He might have been dumped up on before.
I think it's kind of implied, though, that this maybe is the first time he was in love.
Yeah, because he seems like he doesn't know how to be himself right now.
Yeah, like they both were like, oh, we have this crazy connection. Like. I love to watch what directions his hair goes in.
The answer is all
It's a
directions.
little different every time you see him.
Okay, so technically then, him and Julie couldn't have been together more than 2 months, and he whips out the I love you?
Hey man, love moves
I
fast.
suppose. They must have seen each other like every day or something, and just...
It's also young love.
Yeah, he might not even know what he's talking about.
We could have used makeup instead of compromise.
Yeah, I guess we could have, but I don't think they go all the way here.
I mean, they
Plus,
get.
compromise just is too wonderful a euphemism.
What did compromise come from? Boy in Blue?
Boy in blue. Like, it was the 1800s, so they didn't say sex, so he's. Why did you compromise to me?
See, he's got his
Whoops.
own place, you know what I
Yeah,
mean?
it's kind of cramped, but. At least he's got indoor plumbing.
Well, this is just the bathroom.
Circle jerk. No, this is the bathroom of the club, though.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Thought you were keeping it going. Looks pretty authentic.
Such awkward
It's
kissing.
like a gross punk club. Hole in the wall.
Not enough people
Whoa.
vomiting.
I missed those. I don't remember. This doesn't seem like the type of music that would be going on there most of the time. Just seems
That's
like
a good point.
conveniently being
Yeah,
played.
even the band that was playing earlier was, but maybe that was just new for the 80s, so they were still offended by it.
Could be. It's like, let's make them more like the Talking Heads and less like, Sex
Like Anton
Pistols.
Yelchin's band from Green Room.
Oh, yeah.
See, more proof that nobody uses bathrooms for bathrooms. We got two people smoking and two people banging, compromising, making up.
Like, they would leave, too. I mean, I didn't think it would be such a big deal. Oh, so yeah, we don't know how far they go.
I think they make up all the way.
I guess they go all the way. I'm going to assume, since it faded to black. Uh-oh, their song's playing.
This makes me want to watch Firebirds, because it sounds like Highway to the Danger Zone.
I am the greatest. Cage is a million miles away right now. Look at that stare. It's like he's been in war or something.
Yeah, his face is really great at, like, subtly telling us how much pain he's in. Well, his face always kind of looks a little sad to begin with.
He's a very good actor.
Yeah, he is.
But no, let's just regurgitate memes online. I feel like everybody who shared the Not the Bees scene on YouTube has never seen Valley Girl. I don't think there's crossover between those two groups of people.
Or else they'd be sharing this whole movie on Facebook. All right.
This reminds me of The Night Before. With
Keanu. Yeah, with the batos and stuff. Plus, that was sort of his Valley Girl in a way, right? Where it was his first sort of major teenage comedy.
Yep, and Lori Loughlin was the rich girl.
Man, they are really earning that R rating.
The only language and boobs. That's really all there is, but they got it.
Yeah, where's Fred been this whole time?
He's been with those gangsters.
You know, it's interesting. It's like Cage has been sort of like not hanging out with him and hanging out with the girl the whole time, and now like he's right here when he needs him. He doesn't care.
Yep.
It's like friends forever.
Terrible fake vomiting.
I'm glad it's really terrible and fake, otherwise I'd be freaking out.
The episode of The Sopranos I watched this morning, Adriana vomits the most vomit I've ever seen in my life all over a table. I was just like, that's disgusting.
I'm so glad I've never seen that.
Oh my god, it was awful. It made me gag. It was that bad.
Really?
Huh. We still gotta do a spoiler alert at the top of each episode what we spoil, but like it's in season 4 when she gets brought in for questioning to the FBI.
Okay.
And they're saying to her that you can go away for like intent to distribute, and she just like, she basically vomits like, you know, vegetable medley soup everywhere, like all over the people, and all over the table.
I wonder if she really did it.
No, it was way too much. It was so much. So what do we? I spoiled Charlie St. Cloud and The Sopranos. That's fine. I feel like every episode that we record of this, I'm going to spoil some part of The Sopranos.
And Romeo and Juliet. I think
you definitely spoiled Romeo and Juliet, too.
Yeah, but if you're listening to this and you haven't read it, like, if you're before, like, sixth grade...
If you haven't seen Romeo plus Juliet, what are you thinking? I mean, it's Leo.
Leo Club.
Oh, here we go. Winning her back by being ultra-aggressive.
Young man. Wait, who's driving? Is that a student or is that a mom?
The friend's mom.
But they can all drive. Why don't they drive themselves to school?
They can't drive. She was a terrible driver
in
driving class.
Oh, they were in driver's ed. That's true.
There's that belt. I wonder what the... Now I want to know what that belt is. Oh, this is a smooth move. That sounded like Greg Proops.
It did sound like Greg Proops. I wonder.
Yeah, I wouldn't put it
Let's
past
look
him.
It up.
He went on to voice an alien in Star Wars Phantom Menace, so maybe voice work is in there. That's smooth. New bookmark for you.
Those are different pictures.
Even more.
Greg Proops, the first thing he was in 1990.
Okay.
So this predated him by 7 years. But that feels like
Here
he
we
saw that and was
go.
just like, oh, I'm gonna do that voice.
Here he is. This is one of my favorite looks. Well, can't we get Cage in disguise for a minute?
These movies, I didn't start uploading the picture as my cover photo on Facebook.
Hot dogs.
Oh, hot dogs, Jordan.
Until way after this
Nice.
movie, but if I did it for this movie, it definitely would have been him in the 3D glasses right there.
Oh, he's doing a voice.
Oh, right.
Oh, he was doing a voice.
Do you think there were like
Oh,
other
creepy
takes of
clown.
that where he said something different than Peter Piper picked a
Probably.
pepper?
Oh, I have that Betty Boop record sorry. Really looking in the background now.
Well, like, I mean, I think it's worth looking in the background because they actually decorate these like actual rooms, you know what I mean?
Yeah, her room reminds me kind of like of Juno. I don't know when the last time you saw that, but that,
With the hamburger phone?
not just the hamburger phone, but that room just felt real teen authentic to me with the shit on the walls and.
I actually saw that part. I saw like the first like half hour of Juno recently. Your ego is prego. Some of that stuff does not hold up. I loved Juno when it came out, but ooh boy.
I feel the opposite. I didn't like it when it came out because that stuff really bothered me, but I watched it again recently and I was okay with it.
What is Diablo Cody up to? I haven't seen anything she's done since Young Adult. I didn't watch
She
her
did
show.
Paradise with Julianne Hough. She also did something else recently. I think she's writing for a show.
She did the United States of Terror for a long time, but I didn't have that network when it was on. So he's got to step his game up a minute here, and all these little feats of trying to get her back aren't working, so he's got to do one grand
Oh.
gesture.
Diablo Cody wrote Ricky and the Flash.
Oh, no.
And then she created One Mississippi, the Tig Notaro show.
Okay. What is he doing with the. I think he's blowing into that wrong. I think it was a kazoo. You're supposed to hum into a kazoo, not blow into one?
Whatever he was doing wasn't working.
Dude, why is that blonde guy wearing a pink bandana like that?
He
And
has one
one
around
around
his
his
neck too.
neck.
It's the same one on twice.
All right, now it's a joke. Like it has to be a running gag between the prop master and someone in the wardrobe department. Like that shirt. The mom is reminding me of
She's about to get married, not go to prom.
She does look like she's in a wedding
No,
dress,
that
so
was
like,
like very like Madonna. Did
oh
Madonna
yeah, that
exist
great
yet?
call.
Like she has gloves on
Absolutely,
too.
that is very much. Oh, the dad just put a towel against the door.
That's a pretty cool suit.
The pink one.
Yeah.
A friend of mine wore a. One of those powder blue tuxedos to prom 1 year. Why did he pick then to get high? Why couldn't he
Because
do
he's so
it? Because
nervous.
he's
stressed out.
But he should have done it before the kids showed up.
But I think he wasn't he didn't realize how nervous he was until Bradley Whitford showed up.
I'm getting like a Greta Gerwig
Camera, the
vibe from
camera
that movie.
cap. Yeah, she does look like Greta Gerwig.
The lens cap is still on the
Oh, Earth to Dad. Man, that pink tux is it's a bit much.
That's wonderful. Look at that jade ring he's wearing.
I feel like you could do a whole movie with these two.
Well, this would be like Rosencrantz and Guildenstern are dead.
Yes,
like,
yes, they are totally. I think that was that a different play though. That was Hamlet.
But they're the Romeo and Juliet equivalent of that.
Yeah.
Like them just like laying around doing yoga, smoking weed, waiting for Julie. Yeah,
existing on the peripheral of the main story.
See, they're hanging out here a lot too. Like you were saying before,
we're lingering. They're gonna just go get high all night. Real band too, which is cool. Josie Cotton.
Trust me, your kids are gonna love it.
This prom spent a lot of money on lighting.
That song is always kind of struck me as strange. It's called Johnny, Are You Queer? And I think it's about like a girl that likes a boy who won't go out with her or something. I'm not sure. I've long since tried to understand what that song was about. Given up trying to understand entirely.
Just go to genius.com, just like we're on Now and Again. I done graduated from Versace Junior College, and just go see what random internet strangers have to say about that song.
Oh, his hair is blue now.
Yeah, he's team. I guess that means he's fully on board.
Yeah, they've made him. Oh, yeah. They've gone from red to blue.
Do we need to go back and watch the colors through the movie again to know what's really going on?
I do think it is saying something that they showed up together when you first saw them at the party. They were more red, and now they're
and now,
matching
you know,
blue.
Bradley Whitford's in pink, so he's team pink, team red.
They've sort of swapped. What nice top hat.
It's kind of
dude,
amazing.
The tuxes at this prom are out of control. There isn't a single normal black tuxedo. But then again, is black tuxedo normal? I would have kind of like a green tux. That would have been cool.
We will be back at prom in just a couple movies for Peggy Sue Got Married. Well, it's not really. It's prom, but it's also like a prom reunion, right? Like so.
I think that's a reunion, but I think they also go to prom. Don't they go to prom? I haven't seen it since we watched it for Cage Club. I wanted to.
Her sleeves are so big, I don't even know whether to look at her sleeves or her cleavage.
Well, it reminds me of Jamie Lee Curtis, True Lies, where she's, like, dressed sexy and she has, like, all that puffy stuff on and she rips it all off and, like, something like it's a good dress. Just need some slight alterations. I bet that singer still looks like that today.
Yeah.
Like, with the same makeup and the same hairdo.
It looked like the painting at the house that Julie lived in. There was, like, a painting on the wall that looked just like her. Arthur.
Oh, E.G.
The one guy's wearing red leather jacket Michael Jackson had.
Look at her skirt. It's like a raceway.
Oh, weird. Oh, spike in the punch.
They're both wearing gray. That means we don't have to care about what they're doing.
It's friends wearing the same outfit again.
I wonder if they took each other. I mean, don't know that they're not together. So I once dyed my hair green in high school. It wasn't little like that. It was with my entire head, though. for like the first 2 weeks it was sort of like a dark green, and then when it washed out it became like that like neon green.
Whoa.
For like a month. It's crazy. I don't have any. I have one photo during Thanksgiving. My parents were thrilled. But hey, it was like 1995. Those were the days, I guess.
I green did day that days. In high school, my hair went through every color except green.
That's good thinking. She right there looked like now I hate saying it looked like this. Now I can't remember the person's name, but from Parks and Rec, Amber.
Amber?
Isn't that her name? The character's name?
Anne?
No.
Aubrey Plaza?
Yeah, she looked like Aubrey Plaza there for a minute when she put her plate down.
April.
April. Duh. I haven't watched that show since I marathoned the entire series last year.
Crush that fly.
I'm going to start adopting that phrase from now on. Crush that fly.
I don't know what it means. What does it mean? Just like, do it? Let's do it?
Yeah, it's a really dumb and elaborate way of saying, let's do this. Crush that fly. The second guitar player with the white jacket has some severe tassel happening, like beyond Bon Jovi level.
That skirt is amazing.
If you told me this was a Halloween party, I would believe you. Just based on the band, not based on the
well, I mean, the band
prom goers.
The band is, you know, that's just a band's dress.
No, but don't they each look like they're dressed up like a musician? Like, that's Billy Idol, and that's Michael Jackson.
Mm-hmm. She's Madonna-ish or something. Or
she's kind of,
Joan
yeah,
Jett.
Joan Jett.
Yeah.
Actual crowns.
Looks like Burger King.
This crowns. Is a Burger King crown.
It'd be great if just a big bucket of pig's blood fell down onto Julie.
She even kind of looks a little bit like Jamie Lee Curtis. Maybe just the glasses. Hmm. The dress is terrible. Was that dress ever in style?
Yes. Well.
But she's like a mom, right? Like, it's,
yeah.
She's not like a teenager trying to look, like, hip and cool.
Ooh, karate.
Whoa, those were, like,
ooh,
real
Cobra
moves.
Kai.
Kung Fu Kid. Oh, right, the longest and most elaborate pre-announcement speech.
I like the way this is directed, though, how, like, all the action's going to be sort of off-screen, or at least in the corner for a minute.
Wow.
he can kick really high. Like, he's in great shape.
Yeah, he's good. Whoa. He studied that.
This shot. I just find that so awkward.
I do like that the guitarist, or the bassist right there, and the piano player can both see what's going on. And now he's pointing at the drummer like, hey, check this out. Amazing.
Nice slide. Why did she pass out?
I think she got taken out. Like at the knees. Maybe?
Oh, okay.
Maybe.
Maybe she fainted because they're disrespecting prom. Maybe. And she just gave that big speech about how much it meant to her.
And now we're about to get our real graduate ending. But happier. Probably.
Almost. Isn't there a food fight first or something?
Is that this movie? Yep.
You can be the one. You can be the one. Here, take some of this. That looked like the stuff from Troll 2. Like, that's what all that stuff... Oh, here we go.
So many guys. All guys.
Oh, every guy.
He's following him?
They're all going to pound him.
Well, bye.
It's not worth chasing after, I guess.
She's so sad. Prom is ruined. I do think that this driver does not realize he just picked up the girl with a different guy. In a completely different suit.
Maybe he did notice, and that's why he said, must be some party you got going on.
Oh, time to compromise.
Time to make up.
Sherman Oaks Galleria.
That's such a happy ending.
They go off into the future.
Off to the Sheraton. The Valley Sheraton.
Their prom night discount special. And they will meld together.
Dun 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 dun. I hope the credits, yes, the credits come up over this instead of going to black. That's wonderful. Elizabeth Daly. Not even E.G. Daly, just Elizabeth Daly.
It's kind of funny that it ends on this shot because I do feel like the freeway, the L.A. freeway, or where that is sort of synonymous with being a terrible highway and stuff. So like, I always hear about how the terrible gridlock and traffic jams.
Look at Nancy Israel with two credits in a row. Whew.
That's the kind of production this was, man. Everybody had to double up or pull some extra weight.
I wonder if we're going to get an assistant to Mr. Cage. I wonder what the first movie that he has an assistant on is.
It would be great if, I mean, not for Valley Girl 2 or the remake, but if they picked up these characters today and saw what their kids were up to or something. And I just don't feel like, I don't know, I'd just like to see how they turned out if they made it.
Yeah, maybe they could be the parents in the new Valley Girl.
And then we're going to really want to like hang out with the parents instead of...
Yeah.
Jordan, what did you think? Your first time ever seeing it?
It's good.
Oh, I'm going to tell your mom you didn't like it.
Tuxedo Dan, shout out.
I'm going to tell on you.
It wasn't...
Thank you, Western Bagel.
I liked it as much as I like any...
Now, compare this to the first, like, decade of Keanu Club, and it's just, whew. But this is the third thing we did. Like, we did Best of Times,
yeah,
and then Fast Times, and then it's this.
This was... I felt like this set a high bar, to be quite honest.
And he cleared it for 20 years.
Yeah.
25 years. So Mike and I have been watching these all the way through to the end.
Yeah,
and
to
we,
the
like,
credits.
We're hoping for, like, after-credit scenes. We found one that we weren't sure if we knew before.
What movie?
It was in the Superman documentary.
They just cut back to Tim Burton at the end, and the guy asks him a question, and
he
Tim
just
Burton
doesn't answer it.
He just goes, "What year is this?" And I'm still talking about this fucking movie.
Well, he asked about Cage too, right?
Yeah, he asked some. It was a Cage related question, and he's like, "I can't believe I'm still talking about this movie I never made. This is gonna follow me to my death or something." Right? He said, "Like it's gonna follow me to my grave." I don't know. But this will be the first time I sit through these credits. See how many songs? We're going through so many songs.
Eaten by the monster of love.
Good job, Gibson, Hoffman, and Spivak, for clearing all the music. Ooh,
the
epic records and tapes.
The events and characters of this film are based on Romeo and Juliet. Interesting.
How many other movies do you think have pink credits?
Probably Drive. Maybe.
Maybe Drive. I feel like Fight Club should, but doesn't.
Paper Street Soap Co. Well, that's it. That's Valley Girl. So come back next time. The next one we're recording is Wild at Heart, but the next one we're releasing, I don't know.
That's anyone's guess.
Bye.